My grandmother was like no other. Too bad you didn't meet her. Every day at three, she'd have a G&T at bridge. You could not beat her. Christmas time, she'd end up crying, listening to Chevalier. And I got $10 in a card each year in September for my birthday. My grandmother didn't much bother too much about being a granny. She didn't bake or knit, she didn't give a shit. Us kids called her nanny. In the summertime we'd visit her and take the train up to Rhode Island. Westerly Ollie's taxi would pick us up and we'd pile in. Brother and me all went to the ocean. In her cabana there, in that big beach chair, she'd survey our commotion. At the yacht club, we'd get our grub. We had grinders and grape sodas. What a dream, popcorn, ice cream, 2 weeks, no junk food quotas. My grandmother would light up another. You know that cough of hers was chronic. She didn't drink wine, but she was just fine with that nice tall gin and tonic. She said that men were queer who just drank beer, and ginger ale was for sissies. Cover for me when times got tricky. She took me in despite my sin when I was busted in the late 60s. She found me a job in a boatyard. In her kitchen I cooked my brown rice and vegetables in a shiki seaweed. Wasn't too long before